The idea is not new. Rick Romley suggested it more than a decade ago when he was Maricopa County Attorney. But it's getting new attention in the wake of findings that 6,500 complaints of child abuse over 4 years went uninvestigated. Representative Kate Brophy McGee, who chairs a special oversight panel, added her voice this week, saying CPS clearly needs more focused attention than can be provided by someone whose agency also includes everything from food stamp eligibility to unemployment insurance. Gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder said his boss is looking at the issue.
There might be momentum to do something like that now because of this uncovering of problems like this within CPS. It underscores what we've known, that there has to be serious fundamental changes at the agency, and separating it may be one.
There also have been calls for Brewer to fire Carter. But Wilder said there'll be no action against anyone until completion of investigations by the Department of Public Safety and a special team the governor herself appointed.
There will be plenty of time to understand and discuss what reforms and discuss accountability once it is known what happened and who's responsible.
Completion of both is at least weeks away. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.